This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:05 in the evening, and for as long as Parliament is session, that means it is time for Pop It Parliament. Producer Tasha Fussell joins us in the studio for today's session. Tasha, what is good?
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, so let's start with the early morning march that happened outside of Parliament. It was a march to protest child marriage. And Sophia from our news desk was there to cover the gathering. There were about 50 people, and it was a mix of child rights activists and children themselves, some of them in their school uniforms.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, child marriage has got to go. Hey, hey, ho, ho, child marriage has got to go. Hey,
yep. So, yeah, they were there to present a memorandum and a petition to put an end to child marriage. Robin Choi, a lawyer who spearheads the hashtag Pelajar Bukan Pengantin movement, said that the movement was about allowing a platform for students to voice the concerns that matter to them most.
Things like child marriage, if the kids are young enough to get married, they're young enough to say something about it. And with the survey taken in most schools, children are not ready to get married until they become adult, and by law the definition of being an adult is 18 and above. So we are all here today. What are we doing today?
End child marriage.
Can I just say, yeah, what a classic chant that is. Hey, 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 ho, 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 child marriage has got to go.
I like that.
Anyone can get into that.
Hey, and you know what is the big difference between now and then? I'm sure there were actual government reps there to receive the memorandum, something we've never seen before.
Correct. There was, in fact, a whole gang of ministers there. Hannah Yeo was there, as well as Deputy Minister in the Prime Minister's Department, Fuzia Saleh. Deputy Education Minister, Teo Nai Ching, was there. The MPs, Amiria Chin and Fahmi Fazil, were there as well. Here's what Hannah Yeo said.
This government is committed to put an end to child marriage, but we are looking into all the exceptions now. We are looking into all the different categories and why children get married at a young age. So Putrajaya is committed to this because it's in our manifesto, and we are making progress. We are working with so many other ministries. Today, you can see one minister, four deputy ministers and a lot of MPs here to support them. We are asking for time because it's not something that can just be done via legislation change here. You need to provide education to the people out there. And we are of the opinion, strictly of the opinion, that children must belong to school.
That was Deputy Women, Community and Development Minister Hannah Yeo at this morning's march to end child marriage.
Yeah, I like, Tasha, I like your description of gang of ministers. I thought it was gaggle, but I like gang as well. I think gang works too. Yeah, it's what, 188, 189 days of the Pakatan Harapan government, and child marriage is still a thing.
I don't mean to nitpick. I really do not mean to nitpick. But I do wish that Deputy Minister Hannah Yeo hadn't said, we are committed to ending it because it is part of our manifesto.
Right.
Because kind of constantly referring back to the manifesto has gotten them in trouble in the past. And yeah, also, you should be committed to ending child marriage because you should be committed to ending child marriage. It's a moral imperative.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Just saying.
It's, exactly. Anyway. Let's move on to the going-ons inside the Parliament chambers. What happened there?
Okay, so one of the more animated moments in Parliament happened when Tuan Noor Amin Ahmad, the MP for Kangar, am I saying that right?
Yes.
Kangar?
Yeah.
Asked Deputy Minister for Women, Community and Development to share the divorce rate for marriages under 5 years. Here's Hannah again with a breakdown of the numbers.
Jumlah perceraian di bawah usia perkahwinan 5 tahun bagi orang Islam di wilayah persekutuan termasuk Kuala Lumpur, Putrajaya dan Labuan adalah sebanyak 2,932 kes bagi tempoh 2013 hingga 2017. Untuk makluman, jumlah kes perceraian dari negeri-negeri lain masih di peringkat pengumpulan dan akan dimaklumkan kelak melalui secara bertulis kepada Yang Berhormat Kangga. Bagi orang bukan Islam pula, statistik daripada Jabatan Pendaftaran Negara JPN menunjukkan sebanyak 14,440 kes perceraian di bawah usia perkahwinan 5 tahun direkodkan bagi tempoh 2013 hingga 2017. Dalam tempoh berkenaan, negeri Johor mencatatkan jumlah tertinggi iaitu dengan kes 2,860 kes, diikuti wilayah persekutuan 2,721 kes dan Selangor 1,858 kes.
So get this, guys. Hannah said that in a 2014 survey, one in three divorces happen in the first five years of marriage.
Right.
Yeah, so here she is again with the main reasons for divorce.
Antara punca-punca utama berlakunya perceraian pada perkahwinan pertama bagi lelaki ialah kerana tiada persefahaman. Tiada persefahaman 56.2%. Isteri curang 11.8% dan campur tangan mentua atau ipar 10%. Manakala bagi wanita pula, sebanyak 38% wanita menyatakan punca utama penceraian adalah kerana tiada persefahaman, diikuti dengan suami curang sebanyak 20.5%. Dan suami tidak bertanggungjawab sebanyak 15.2%.
It gets better. Hannah starts listing out some of the reasons that that are cited when they file for divorce.
Ada banyak sebab, tetapi banyak punca ini adalah perkara yang remeh. Sebab-sebab yang saya boleh baca daripada sini adalah isteri suka mengikuti rombongan beramai-ramai, punca. Isteri suka membasuh baju pada waktu malam. Ini saya pun basuh baju waktu malam, tapi ini adalah salah satu punca yang difailkan. Suami tidak suka isteri makan dalam kereta.
Menteri, jangan basuh baju waktu malam, hantar Dobby.
Apa nak buat, sidang parlimen selalu berakhir waktu malam. Tunggu ya. Berbeza fahaman politik juga punca perceraian. Gaji suami lebih rendah. Pasangan tidur berdengkur. Pasangan gemar membeli belah. Saya baca sebab-sebab ini kerana saya nak menunjukkan bahawa faktor perceraian sekarang sangat serius, kerana perkara-perkara remeh digunakan sebagai sebab untuk fail permohonan perceraian.
Don't eat in the car.
Don't eat in the car. Stop washing the clothes at night. I have to say that sometimes Malay is just better than English. Remeh sounds better than petty.
Such a great word.
Yeah, it really describes the tininess of saying, don't go on rombongan, with, you know, stop doing that.
Yeah, no, I guess the minister had good reason to bring up these issues and some of the reasons, or some of the petty reasons that why people, well, stated they were filing for divorce. It may not necessarily be the actual reasons. You know, he squeezes it out of the wrong end of the toothpaste while, you know, and stuff like that. But
that is genuinely annoying.
It is genuinely annoying. But I'm wondering, and I guess this is something that'll come up in future conversations, but about the solutions, right? I mean, what is the government hoping to do? Because divorce, the marriage between two people, is something very difficult to actually control. I mean, the government shouldn't be sticking its nose into that sort of situation.
Well, they are, because...
Tell me more.
The Lembaga Penduduk and Dan Pembangunan Keluarga Negara actually are going to be rolling out these programs that are supposed to counsel and guide married couples.
Antara program pra-perkahwinan yang dijalankan LPPKN adalah... Satu, program pra-perkahwinan Smart Start. Program ini bertujuan untuk memberi pendidikan kekeluargaan kepada pasangan yang ingin mendirikan rumah tangga dan juga pasangan yang berkahwin kurang daripada 5 tahun. Program kedua, program Smart Belanja LPPKN. Program ini bertujuan untuk meningkatkan pengetahuan pasangan dalam membuat perancangan dan mengamalkan pengurusan kewangan secara bijak dan berhemah. LPPKN juga turut melaksanakan program dan menyediakan perkhidmatan pasca perkahwinan selepas berkahwin, ya, seperti perkhidmatan kaunseling kekeluargaan, program Smart Start Second Honeymoon. Ini bukan untuk pasangan kedua, pasangan yang sama. Program ini disasarkan kepada pasangan suami isteri yang telah berkahwin lebih daripada 5 tahun dan kebanyakan terdiri daripada pasangan yang dirujuk oleh Jabatan Hal Ehwal Agama Negeri dan Jabatan Pendaftaran Negara. Ketiga, program Parenting at Work. Program ini bertujuan memberi kesedaran dan pengetahuan kepada ibu bapa mengenai pentingnya mengimbangi peranan sebagai ibu bapa dan pekerja, serta memberi kemahiran serta panduan cara gaya keibubapaan bagi menghadapi kitaran hidup berkeluarga.
So,
yes, should the government be spending money trying to save marriages? I mean, therein lies the question. Whose responsibility is it, right? Is it the responsibility of the mosque or the church or religious organization? Because marriage is so often tied into religiosity. But the government spending money saying, stay together, Get over the fact that he squeezes the toothpaste from the wrong end of the tube.
See, I think we're coming at this from different points of view, just like the toothpaste. I don't view this as the government spending money and saying, I'm going to interfere in your personal life. And I'm usually pretty quick to think that. But in this case, I just think it's one of those things where they're recognizing a social problem. And they're just saying, look, we're going to try some programs to gently encourage you to do, you know, to work through these things, especially if the reasons cited for divorce are getting increasingly petty. I don't think it's a bad thing on the part of the government to say, hey, what's up here? Okay, let's try and, you know, kind of introduce some education. I don't think it's a bad thing.
I guess, I don't know. It's based on this preconceived notion that marriage is the end game, is the ultimate form of a relationship, right? And so therefore, it is the federal government's duty to do something about it.
I think it's actually more based in the notion that society is built on the nuclear family. It's not so much, they don't care about your relationship.
Correct.
They care about the nuclear family
if
unit staying
down,
together.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, the kind of moral values that includes. Now, I'm not into that.
I'm saying, because then the gays will come in and then everyone will have trouble, right?
Okay, well, I wouldn't use that tone of voice when
I'm just saying
the gays are coming in.
Hey, I'm channeling, our Minister of Islam and Religious Affairs.
Anyway, let us know what you think. Just a quick note. I mean, do you think that the government should be kind of helping to curb the divorce rates among young couples, or would you rather they just keep their noses out of it? You can call us, 7733-2900. You can also WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio. Tasha, moving on, what other updates do you have for us?
Okay, so yesterday, the UMNO Secretary General Tan Sri Anwar Musa said that he was having a tough time keeping everyone together because...
Oh, poor boo-boo. Yeah.
Because UMNO representatives keep getting wooed by other parties to jump ship. So we caught up with Tan Sri Muhyiddin, who is the president, of course, of Parti Pribumi Bersatu Malaysia, to ask about these claims. And this is what he said.
There's no special task force being set up by Bersatu in particular to approach them. So I think if ever there is any intention on the part of UMNO members to join, not necessarily at the top level, maybe at the divisional level, at the cawangan level, that is their choice. And the party is open to all to join. It's not just UMNO, non-UMNO individuals who feel they want to participate in the struggle that the party is fighting for. So tak betul lah kita buat itu. Itu terserah pada sesiapa saja. Kita tak ada buat satu pasukan khas nak menggalakkan ahli UMNO masuk ke dalam Bersatu. Itu bukan rancangan kita.
So there was talk yesterday of a possible cabinet reshuffle. Did Tan Sri Muhyiddin comment on that?
Very briefly, he says he's not aware of any such plans and that it was a question for the Prime Minister to answer.
I don't know about it. I don't know, it's not me to comment. It's what... to ask the Prime Minister whether it's true or not. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm not aware about anything of such plan unless you ask the Prime Minister. That is his prerogative.
The speculation was that Dr. Mahathir was dissatisfied with the performance of some ministers, and Mazli Malik and Datuk Sri Rina Harun were some of the names mentioned. So, of course, we had to ask Mazli himself. He assured the reporters that everyone was safe. We're all safe. And that these were just rumours created by the opposition to distract people from the real issues.
It's a kind of diversion from the real issue. The real issue, if you notice yesterday, Najib Rosmah has been brought to SPRM again, and we also have our former ministers been brought to SPRM as well with a lot of issues. It's rumours. It's all done by the opposition as a smokescreen, as a diversion, as a red herring from the real issue. The real issue, somebody will go inside soon, and they are not the only couples. A lot of others will follow them. That's for sure.
Don't worry about my job when there is more exciting news like the Prime Minister and his wife being arrested.
Former
Prime Minister and his wife.
Please be very clear about that.
But yes, diversionary much?
Yes, but he also said that Tun Mahathir would never have called on him for an education revamp if he was planning a cabinet reshuffle. He mentioned that he had met with Tun M to discuss the plans for the revamp yesterday afternoon.
Right. And that was in the news. Yesterday, Tun had said there needs to be an overhaul because kids simply aren't learning what they should be learning.
Yes, but Mazli was actually pretty surprised that Tun would publicly report the revamping plans when they had only just had the meeting.
I was surprised. I caught with surprise when Tun announced it before we are able to come up with any statement about it. So, at one side, we are very happy because Tun was being proactive, On the other side, we're also happy because we're also being proactive by having the meeting less than a week after he met me.
Now, of course, it's still early days. Did Mazli share any ideas or plans for the revamp, though?
He didn't, but it does sound like a huge part of that vision for the revamp will be coming from Tun M himself.
I've arranged a meeting with Tun to bring all of them to meeting Tun, to listen to Tun's aspiration and what Tun really want from us. And one thing, you need to record this. When Tun met me, he said he was the Minister of Education in 1971. So he has a lot of things in mind that he wants to implement, especially to reform the culture and to reform the attitude of Malaysians. He always talk about good values, nilai yang murni, and he always talking about bekerja keras, working hard. And he thought that, yes, it's not yet to succeed. That is why initially he wanted the Minister of Education post. But because he couldn't go there and I need to replace him there, so he did ask me to continue his struggle. So that was the meeting we had last week where Tun apa ni expertly say that tolong teruskan perjuangan saya untuk mengubah apa ni minda rakyat Malaysia, jadikan mereka lebih rajin bekerja dan mempunyai nilai murni seperti rakyat Jepun as usual. And that was his aspiration and he wanted me to continue with that struggle. So it doesn't make an iota sense when that rumors came out that he want to reshuffle and no, doesn't make any sense.
Not an iota.
No, not at all. I guess we're going to be hearing more about this education revamp in the coming months. You know, you guys can tell us what you'd like to see in this education revamp. You can, of course, tweet us at BFM Radio. You can call us as well. 7733-2900 is the number to call. We want to hear from you because, you know, the previous government had that whole education blueprint that was going to run for like 2 decades almost. And there were some very, very good ideas in there as well. So I'm wondering what they'll keep and what they'll lose.
Yeah, we shouldn't throw everything out in the bathwater.
Correct.
Also, speaking of education and students, you weren't around for this last week, Umar, at least not on the show, but there was a milk scandal. It was reported that millions of ringgit went into a national milk assistance program for school students and it was supposed to be distributed to schools at the beginning of this year. But not a single drop of that milk has been seen or drank. Did the education minister have any updates on that?
He did. I think there was an article in Malaysia Kini saying that the government is ending this milk program. So Mazli wanted to clarify that they're not stopping it, but that it wouldn't be actually carried out this year since it's already November. And since no one knows where the milk is.
Program susu tu very scandalous. Dan kita tahu bagaimana apa ni Menteri Pelajaran yang lalu telah menjawab dia pun tak tahu
tentang
kehilangan susu-susu semua. Dan untuk tahun ni, ini dah bulan 11. Budak dah cuti sekolah. Jadi susu-susu yang tidak dihantarkan lagi, takkanlah nak dihantar ke sekolah dengan tidak ada orang. Jadi kita hanya melihat untuk 2019 tentang usaha selanjutnya. Tapi kita perlu berbincang lagi. We need to revisit. Yang penting, projek susu pada tahun lepas, kerajaan lama telah gagal. Telah gagal dan susu hilang untuk setahun. Kita tak tahu ke mana pergi dan menteri pun tak tahu benda tu ke mana pergi. Then that's not the only thing. I will, from now onwards, reveal a lot of skeleton that exists that been left by the previous apa ni, minister.
Coming soon on an all-new Hardy Boys mystery, Mazli Malik and the Mystery of the Missing Milk.
Kehilangan susu-susu semua.
Yes, it's very exciting stuff. But you know what? I, for one, am looking forward to these reveals of scandals. It is no secret that there was a lot of corruption, especially in the Ministry of Education. A lot of ministers have said that. A lot of the new ministers have said that. And I think that's what the public really want to know, right? What is the extent of the wastage?
You literally cannot get more scandalous than stealing milk from the mouth
children,
of babes.
I
it's
know.
Crazy.
It is insane, right?
So we've had a number of messages come through on the point about divorce. We've had a few people chiming in. Emacro saying, on divorce, when it ends, pick yourselves up and move on. There's no point to educate to reduce divorce rates. Ivan says, leave the counselling to private professionals, but some initiatives to foster better relationships among family members will go a long way, especially in this age where digital connections are destroying physical connections. Yes, you have something you want to say, Umar Pagan.
No. I think that there's an interesting thing about digital connections and physical connections, because that would be an interesting thing when they study new divorce rates to see how, I guess, this new digital environment has actually affected marriage and relationships.
We've also got people weighing in on the issue of child marriage. Dr. R.K. Singh, Pelajar Bukan Pengantin is a great motto to end child marriages. All sane Malaysians must support this. Anybody with an IQ more than a carrot should support this. A reference to a recent spicy tweet. Mohan says, the government should spend the money on education and increasing job opportunities instead of trying to save marriages. That is individual responsibility. Islam makes divorcing easy. It's natural for immature people to not survive the demands of marriage. Maturity can't be cultivated through programs. Another text saying divorce equals broken family equals social problems from mental issues affecting children. And we've got Frank saying it's more effective if we educate why you should get married rather than stopping divorce. And I think that that's part of what those premarital courses, programs are supposed to accomplish. Nini says, a happy and harmonious family unit leads to a successful country. It's a very good start. Well done. So a mixed bag there, quite a few different perspectives.
You know what else will help? Banning child marriage.
Yes. 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 I think sorting out marriage seems to be the theme of our show today. In the meantime, do keep those messages coming through. Let us know what you think about the government's initiatives to try and, I suppose, curb divorce rates. Tell us what you think about the protests to end child marriage. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp us 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. You can also tell us actually what you would like to see in an education revamp.
Yes.
Yeah. Give us your laundry list. We'll do our best to at least broadcast it. We'll see where that goes.
Just call up the education minister and be like, hey man, we got all these great suggestions from our listeners.
We'll spam them with our podcast. Yes. In the meantime, do call us. Tasha, thank you so much for stopping by.
You're welcome.
We'll see you again tomorrow. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.